got to do with it.
That's pretty deep right there.
Yeah, it made me think for a second.
The credit score got to do with the sex. He could pay the hotel or what?
Mm, it has a lot to do.
Really? Never know about that.
Yes.
I learned something new. See, we got money. Oh my God.
And also, whoever I had sex with in SL, it was all manufactured sounds and noises.
Oh, are we talking about the sound effects that came up the last time?
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't ever be. So, you know.
Oh my God. They have a sound effect now?
And
remember that one, Spice? That was an interesting conversation.
I should play it on my set, those sound effects. You know what I'm saying? Not that I have to do my own all the time.
That might add an interesting element, indeed.
I went to Doe's set a couple weeks ago, and Doe was actually playing and at his set.
Oh, really? Well, I got some drops that I made it for, like, sexual, you know, moaning and stuff. And sometimes I do play it. Nobody says anything because I guess they don't pay attention to it.
No, he was literally playing the sound of some woman giving head. I mean, it was you can definitely tell that that's what was going on.
Ew.
Wow. Well, I have another question. Uh-oh. If you can fall out of love, were you ever really in love?
No.
Can you ask that question again? What was it about? What?
If you can fall out of love, were you ever really in love?
No.
I say yes.
Yes.
No.
No.
Explain. Because we're getting different answers.
Who wants to explain first?
I guess I would like a little clarification. Now, when you say fall out of love, do you mean like just you have no feelings for at all for that person ever again, or it just the nature of the relationship has changed, so the dynamic of the feelings have changed?
Good question. That's what I was going to say.
Yes, because you know how you can love someone and then you can also be in love with them.
Yeah,
I mean the in love part, not just loving them, but being in love.
Ah, okay.
So in other words, you could love someone but not be in love with them. So therefore, when things don't work out, you could still say, well, I love you. I was just never in love with you. Is that what you're saying?
Uh-huh.
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, well, that's a totally different color of a horse.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Does that change any answers?
Yeah, it changed my answers. I'm going to say no.
Mine too. Let's say no.
Okay. Well, like you guys already know that was tuned in for the last show, we were talking about cheaters. And we're going to cut to a quick commercial break. And then we're going to hear from a couple live mistresses and get down to the nitty gritty. So if you have any questions for a mistress or a mister or a maintenance man, get those questions ready. We may even have them answer any of your questions.
Wow.
So let's go ahead and cut to a commercial break.
Turn around. Let me lick you from your neck down to your navel. Cause shawty, you look red.
Cause I happen to be from New York and both my names end in consonants. Okay, yeah. Sometimes why, but still, really?
Wait, but what if their first name and their last name are first names?
What?
She didn't get that deep into the conversation. She just told
me she didn't care.
And she just said, don't trust nobody, because there was some dude she was talking to, and his name was Lloyd, and she didn't like it.
Hey, my piece of garbage, it's in a vowel, and he's an idiot.
That was longer than 3 minutes.
Oh, Jacob James. Don't trust anyone who has two first names.
Oh, what's up with that? Oh, damn it. Okay, I can't win. I can't win because both of my names are first names. In fact, all three of my names are first names. So you know what? I think I'm just going to leave. just we not
need to
right.
have a talk with your parents and find out what they were thinking.
They're like, this would be cute.
Let's give them all first names.
Let's make them rhyme. Don't tell me your names rhyme too.
No, no, they don't. But my real name is two first names. Of course, my last name didn't become a fashionable first name until long after I was born. So, you know, I don't know if that still counts.
Billy Bob Joe.
No. N-O.
Brooklyn, how your mama feel about stepping on a crack?
Break her back. She don't do that neither.
So you don't step on cracks?
Listen, if you brush her foot with the broom, she will spit on the edge of the broom. So yeah, she's very superstitious.
Okay, so she's from New York, but where is her family from?
My grandmama is from Virginia.
That's not quite the South, but it's close enough.
Depend on what part of Virginia.
Yeah, that's true. Is it below the Mason-Dixon line?
I don't know all of that. All I know is whatever she tells me, I try to listen.
It must be true.
Is she over on them islands?
Like the internet.
That's where my family's from, over off of them islands on the other side. Not in the mainland part, but them little islands that's still part of Virginia. That's some country area right there.
Did your mama grow up on a plantation?
No, she did not.
Wow.
We live, y'all.
I know. Oh,
of course
you're laughing at us being live and talking about my mama and her superstitions.
Oh my God.
I love your mama. I'm just going to say that. I love your mama.
All right, y'all. Welcome back. We have done enough talking about Brooklyn's mama, but if you have a question about Brooklyn's mama, feel free to hit her up. All right, y'all. Do we have anyone on the panel who has dated someone who was already in a committed relationship?
Yes.
Yes.
No. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And I'd have to say yes as well.
Oh, for real?
All right. Did you know if they were with someone beforehand?
Yes.
Yes.
Why did you still talk to them?
They had that good, good.
Can I preface it by saying I was
real life or SL? Because I've done both.
Probably.
Damn.
Yet, she doesn't trust people with two.
I said my mama said that. I didn't say I don't.
Well, okay. Well, what's the question again?
You guys went off. Spice.
I do, but it's like you have. Are you talking about friendship with somebody or what?
No.
No, in a committed relationship. What made you still talk to someone knowing that they were in a committed relationship?
Oh, okay. I don't have that problem because I don't have any.
Well, all right. Obviously, they weren't that
committed.
We're not talking
about now. We're talking about in the past.
On the past. Well, I don't know. I guess it's human nature for me.
Well, Star Child.
Yes. Yes. How may I help you?
What drew you to this person who was already with someone? What was so special about this person that you just had to have her too?
Well, like I always say, this all happened while I was in college. So, you know, I didn't really do a lot of thinking when I was in college other than schoolwork. But I'll just say that she was a really, really interesting person. Not only did she look good, but she was an intelligent individual. She had a brain in her head, and she was about a year older than me, I guess. And that wasn't necessarily a deciding factor, but, you know, I'm just throwing out all the characteristics. I mean, I just thought, you know, she was someone that I would have fun being involved with. And I did.
Okay. Did you sleep with her?
Yes.
Did it, Did it bother you that you weren't the only guy sleeping with her at that time?
No.
Did you kiss her in the mouth?
Yes.
This is not Pretty Woman.
I'm just asking.
She don't sound like she was a hugger.
What about you, honey? What was so special about this man that you just had to get a little bit of him too?
Well, we had history because dating. Yeah, we were dating before he got married. And then, we separated for a while, whatever. And then we got back when I came back, you know, he was like, oh, I'm married. I'm like, oh, damn, you're bad. You know. And so, you know, we just, let things keep going as if we had not stopped dating for a while until, I finally got tired of, then I realized, wait, you the other woman, fool. So then I was like, okay, let me go my other way. I think they're divorced now.
Uh-oh. Oh, my God.
That has nothing to do with me. I was long gone before the divorce.
Okay, and you smoke?
What about me?
Aren't you one of the ones who dated?
What Spice usually say? What was the question again?
Mister,
answer the question. Time to think of something. Shit.
Well, I'll answer myself.
Hold up. You gonna answer for me?
What? No, I'm gonna answer for me while you while you get your lie together.
Okay, handle your business.
The first time wasn't a sexual relationship.
Wait, first time?
More than once. Huh?
And I didn't.
Oh Lord!
I didn't initially know. And like Star Child, I was young and in college. And as a college student, you look for ways where you can acquire fringe benefits.
Okay.
I didn't do that. I'm just saying.
Benefits. You know why she did for you.
That's the same thing she did for the deaf boy.
Free dinner, free lunch.
That's the same thing she did for the deaf boy.
Right. How you having sex for gas? I mean, for
what?
You having sex for trips to Sam's?
Why not?
Yo, times is hard in college. It's hard to buy that ramen.
I know that.
Let me tell you something. I was not having sex. I was getting gifted. I was getting paid forward.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I hear you. Mm-hmm. You do your thing.
You got to do what you got to do. That's right.
And, it got kind of boring because he was boring. And then he started looking for sex. And at that time, I was still a virgin while I was in college. And I was a hot commodity.
Giddy girl.
So I wanted to capitalize on the supply and demand that was around me. So,
man, she's even, you notice how she threw an economics term in there. Commodities, supply and demand. I like
it. Learn a lot every day.
All the time.
So, at that point in my life, I just wanted to kind of see what I can get from the opposite sex. With them thinking that they would be the one to, acquire my virginity.
Wow.
Now, hey. The second time, I knew beforehand, but this dude, he just had, the most beautiful penis I have ever
had.
Hey, can life. You say that on the air?
Yeah, he can say whatever he wants to say.
Straight, raw, no condom.
You're not going to, ew, that's ugly. Bye-bye. Next. No.
When I saw him, and I saw him face to face, and then face to face, I was like, "Whoa, we gonna have a problem!"
Oh my god!
That's great. So that's what it was to say. Oh yeah, he had a wonderful personality too.
I forgot about that one. And,
by the way,
and all his teeth were straight.
There you go. See, you I look for teeth, feet, and the penis. That's right. Ooh, that's a good lesson.
Teeth, feet, and penis.
Yes.
Damn.
Broken feet. I mean, ugly really feet. Bye bye. Nasty teeth. Oh hell no. Nah. Crooked penis. No. Bye bye.
She don't like the roach leg.
When I got divorced, Jesus. I met this guy, and we started dating, and when I saw him naked, I was like, he was very nice and put on together, but when I went down, I'm like, okay, I see something wrong with you. he says, yes, I'm chueco. I'm like, what the hell is chueco? And in Spanish mean chueco. And in Spanish mean crooked. And I was like, ouch, I ain't going in there. I said, what if you break it?
So what y'all did after that? Watch Maury or something?
No, I just told him that I'm sorry, but he had to go.
I'm sorry.
Sorry, dude, you got to go. He says, it's nothing wrong with my penis. My daddy has said the same thing. I'm like, no, bye-bye.
What? First of what the hell?
How does he know?
How do you know?
Crooked penis.
How do you know? Or how does he know? Well, when I saw him, the tip, it was going facing like a hook. It's really weird.
you checked his dad, too?
No, he said that him and his dad was the same.
So
no, hell no. All I could think of was like, if I have sex with this man, I'm going to be stuck.
They got hot water in the kitchen. You would have been all right.
Funny.
Hell no. And then he says, yes, I have this problem because some women, they say it hurts. I'm like, see ya. I don't want to see you no more.
So y'all obviously weren't in love. Because
hell no.
I was supposed to accept him.
We were dating like for a couple of months, and he says, well, you know, and me being divorced, and then I'm in my 30s, you know, what the hell? Okay, yeah, let's do it. And when
all that went away when he pulled out the crookedness.
Yep. Sorry.
Wow.
He had the beautiful teeth, he had the beautiful feet, but when I saw his penis, I was like, got to go, bye bye. He says, don't go, hold on.
It's bad when you can spell the word cookie.
See, I should have been like you, Spice, because the deaf boy had a crooked penis, too.
Uh-uh, that hurt shit.
But it wasn't crooked at the tip like yours. This one, his was crooked halfway in the middle.
Oh, Lord.
So it just had a slight curve. That's nothing wrong.
I mean, you know, and the man got it. The boy had it going on, man.
This
man had it going on. He got everything that I like, but when he just pulled that thing, I'm like, oh, Lord, bye-bye. Got to go.
Veen, are you okay?
Yes, I'm.
Did he hurt you?
It didn't feel good at all. But the thing that kind of saved me a little bit, he was long and thin.
Mm-mm, this guy was really well put. I'm like, no, bye-bye.
Brooklyn says that's the best kind.
I know, that's what she said. I was like, really?
So, fellas, if you have a crooked penis, hit up Brooklyn.
No, Brooklyn. Do not do that.
All roach legs, hit up Brooklyn. No. She's here.
No, no, no.
Baxter with an S. With an S.
Well, you know what I've learned? What I've learned, the reason why they're crooked is because they did a whole lot of hanging out with their hand back in the day.
Wow.
Is that an old wives' tale?
I don't know. I'm about to ask y'all.
Is that one of those superstitious things that get passed along from generation to generation?
That's just something that I've noticed personally. You know, the more he jacks off, the more he watches porn and jacks off, the more crooked he is.
And you know what? That was
okay. So here's a question. I mean, does it matter if they're right-handed or left-handed?
Of course, it matters.
So
that determines the curve.
To determine which way. Oh, okay. That's interesting.
Damn,
that's pretty scientific.
I did ask him. I said, "Did you masturbate a lot? Because that's not good." He said, "Well, when you were a teenager, yeah, because you know he was from Mexico, so he was not allowed to go anywhere or whatever." And I said, "Well, yeah, but Jesus Christ, you make your penis all messed up." He says, "What can I do? What can I do to fix it?" I don't know. Something. He's like, "You the nurse." I said, "Yeah, but you need to go talk to a doctor. Maybe you can fix it."
So you mean to tell me it was easier for you to just find another man instead of getting some popsicle sticks and some rubber bands and fixing your man?
You can't split that up, man.
You have to split it up.
It's easier to split it up to get a relationship. You need to go. I don't know this. I said, just because I'm a nurse doesn't mean that I know how to fix a penis. And I said, no, you need to go talk to a specialist.
Shout out to Spike, the penis fixer.
Don't you dare. No. I was like, I feel sorry for him. I really do, because a lot of women turn him down because of the same problem. And that's what he was saying to me. And I was like, I didn't think it was so bad until I saw him. I was like, okay, bye-bye.
Oh, man. Shout out to all the folks in the crowd. Shout out to Fat Sam and Streets and King and Esh. And
that's my baby here.
And Mary Lou, who died in the crowd. Killed your sister. I'm lagging, but I can see a little bit.
Why is she dead? She's not dead.
You killed her.
Shout out to my sister Mary Lou and my daughter Summer and everybody in the crowd.
All right, you guys. My next question. Should a mistress look towards being the next missus?
Ooh. Hell no.
No.
Why?
Because she why shouldn't would be they? Stupid.
Yeah, why shouldn't they?
Because, I mean, well, that's kind of tricky territory because, you know, I'm going to speak, as you know, from a guy's perspective, I guess, because, you know, I'm a guy. For one thing. But I mean, that a lot of times, you know, they may want to believe that they might end up being the next missus, but maybe that's not what's on his mind.
Okay. I never believe that.
Did never. Happen?
I want to piggyback onto that. And I'm going to open up another can of worms over here.
Can of worms.
Mm-hmm. All right.
That's what the show is all about, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so here's the deal. I was in this relationship where I was the married woman. and my husband was seeing this other woman. And I would see her little messages and stuff. I love you and I can't wait to be your wife. And she ain't all this and that and this and that. And I'm like, okay, all right, you know. So I told him, I said, why don't you go and see what that's like? Go see what that's like. So he went for about 3 years to see what that was like. And, he realized that it was cheaper. It was cheaper to you know, come back here with me because the other chick, you know, she had money or whatever. She's very educated and all this crap. But he realized that she was not going to be able to pay his child support. Or
All right.
So
you heard that, huh, Stalcha?
Well, you know, on my side of my story, the mistress. One, but you know why? Because, and I didn't ask for child support. I told him to shove it up his ass. I don't need it because I make more money than both together, so I didn't give a damn.
No, it's not about the money. It's not about the money at all.
No, of course not. But it's just I'm very proud of my own self, of what I can do. So I didn't need nobody, no man to support me. And I still not need nobody. But the thing is, with this man, when he cheated, once is, you know, I will never say, okay, go ahead, you know, and come back to me. Hell no. Once you are in the, I don't pick up garbage. Not even stuck on my, the left, on my foot. You know what I'm saying? So for me, I have no respect for a man that is married through church and everything. They cheat on his wife. No respect. Do you know what I tell you? What I'm almost done. But my personal way answer is yes. Mistress think they do, and sometimes they are, and they do take their man away from their wives and they marry. But you know what? It's fine because karma is a bitch. And right now with my situation, this woman gave me a phone call me personally and says, what am I going to do? I said, look, bitch, you got the garbage, take care of it. Because the man is now cheating on her. I said, look, cheater is always a cheater. I don't care whoever says. Nobody's going to take me out of that one. If you are honest in the beginning and you cheat, you're out. That's it. And that mistress, yes, some mistress married their husbands, take care of them, then you get divorced and all that, and they try to come back to you. But no. Mm-mm.
Shout out to Mimi and Stevie.
Real quick. If you are the mistress, or on the other side, if you're the guy who is dating somebody who is married, this is my public service announcement.
Okay.
When uh-oh. Things do not go right in that relationship, do not call that person's ex. Do not call that person's ex, because they are not going to have any kind of sympathy for you whatsoever.
Exactly.
Whatsoever.
Your man is cheating on us. Like,
oh, yeah, he did that to me too, girl. Let's have some ice cream and cry over him. No, that is not going to happen.
That don't happen?
Oh. No, it's not going to happen. You will be cussed out and told that you are a fool. Mm-hmm. And if you even think about calling the other chick's ex, I mean the other dude's ex, she will hang up on you. And if you don't, if you are the ex, please hang up on that woman or that other dude or whatever.
Oh, I tell her off. Believe me, I did. I could not believe her. And my daughter said, she did what? And not only that, she says, oh, no, this is the problem. He got put in jail for tickets, and she didn't know, because see, he lies. He's a pathological liar. So, and a con, you know, so he's in jail, and she can do shit about it to take him out because she's not the wife. And so they're not giving her any information. So they calling me, and she's calling me, and I'm on a date. I said, bitch, he can stay in jail for the rest of his life. I'll give it to him. And you're an idiot. Bye-bye, click. Because I was like, oh, you're not the wife. I'm so sorry. Fuck you. Bye.
Well, I want to tell a story from my best friend. I was trying to get him to call in, but that ain't happened. Okay. He is married. And he was dating. He lives in Atlanta. He was dating a chick in another state. You know, he's yes, a chicken in another state. No, a chick.
A girl
in another state. Beautiful girl. But, you know, things weren't always on the up and up with his situation at home. He has a kid, and it's a blended family. So things were kind of hard at one point. So he kept seeking comfort with this outside chick. It got to the point where he was getting ready to leave his household for this woman, but at the end of the day, he basically said it would be cheaper to stay with his current wife, who he is still with at this time. But when you think about it, a lot of times, and these are his words, in this day and age, a lot of things revolve around finances.
Now I got a question.
Mm-hmm.
What if you and, I mean, like, okay, it happens to me once. What if, okay, cheaper, just because you have children and then they have to pay child support. I understand that. But you're not happy to with that person. Why would you, I would say, sacrifice yourself? I mean, you can still friend with your ex or whatever. Why would you be sacrificing yourself? Because if you're not happy in your household and you want to leave, and you say, oh my God, I got three kids, they're going to take my whole check. And, you know, I think for me, coming from another country that we don't get that, I never thought about, oh, we're going to take him to the cleaners because, you know, he left me, so I'm taking everything. No. I think is if you want to be free, why would you want to keep somebody you don't love? Why would you want to be in that relationship? Think about somebody else when you're laying with that person. Or, you know, when you're having sex, and like their mind is somewhere else. Why would you want to do that?
But in some cases, relationships are salvageable, but it would take work on both sides. Because obviously you two got together for a reason. There was a reason that you two decided to commit to each other. And if it's something that you both would want to work on together,
I agree. What if it's not workable? I mean, it's just like, we can't get along. We can't be together. Well, just get out, go, you know, and you'll find somebody else is better than this person. But I've seen this in this country most of the time about, but the money, all the time, the money. Look, my mother says, when we sit on the table and we eat four, we can eat five, we can eat six, we can feed a lot of people with a little bit. But that's what I'm saying. What they're always thinking about, oh, no, he ain't going to leave. He's not going to leave. He cannot have me. He's not going to have anybody or she. You know what I mean? Or she's not going to do this. I've seen these people in the United States, how many men and women, they kill each other because they are not honest through each other. With the, first the money, then this jealousy, then the mistress. I mean, people pay people to go kill the mistress. I was like, what? Why would you want to have somebody that don't love you? Go back. Go. Just get out.
And a lot of times we stay focused on the woman, but what about the men in this position? The men are the so-called maintenance men. Mm-hmm. What's going on with them? Are they looking to take this woman away from her household and truly be that next man, that next head of household? Star child?
I have no experience in that area. I'm just going to say that up front. I don't know nothing about that. I've never put myself in that situation. There's just no way.
Or what about, you know, being with a female and she's being, you two are so compatible that you just want to make her yours at any extent. You've never felt that way about any female?
No.
Smoke?
I'm AFK. What was the question again? No, I look at it as being a maintenance man. Hey, it's a lot of work. You know, you got to go to this house, you got to go to that house, you got to keep different schedules and calendars and
birthdays. We're not talking
birthdays
about multiple
and,
women. We're just talking about one extra woman.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, just one? Oh shit. Oh, well.
Yes, as a maintenance man, you are with a woman who's in a committed relationship.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't have that much experience. I'm too busy at what radio to know what that's all about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's just no way.
That's his story, and he is sticking to it.
Hell yeah. Kimmy?
Hey, she's back.
Hey, Kimmy.
Hey, y'all.
Okay, Kimmy, since you're back.
How? What happened?
She hasn't asked a question yet. You got to wait before you start with the what had happened was.
Oh.
Kimmy, okay. as a mistress or a maintenance man, given...
I don't think I would be a maintenance man. Go ahead, ask your question.
If given that if given that full-time position, are they able to trust their partner if the two started out as cheaters?
Probably not. They'll probably look at this at the person's behaviors, like if certain things change or whatever, they're gonna probably expect it. Even if it might not happen, they're gonna it's always gonna be in the back of their mind.
Do you guys agree?
I agree.
Me too.
I don't agree.
Why?
Because life is too variable. There's too many different combinations of things that could happen. You don't know, because you might, that person you're messing with might be the right match.
Yeah, you're right. They might be the right match. But most of the time, it's human nature. You're always going to have that in the back of your mind. You may not think about it all the time. You may think about it every now and then, like, is it? Or if they act different at one point in time, it might come up. That's true. You're like, maybe they, you know, they're doing the same thing they did when we did it.
So in other words, when my father was married to my mother for 38, 40 years, something like that, and he met the quote love of his life when he was in the hospital and she was his nurse, and ooh, she's like my
that's
age.
Where that game come from.
Really?
You mean to tell me that all of that time, really, she was the one for him and not my mother, who was, again, with him for over 40-something years?
Oh. Wow. See, oh, my God.
Nurses are real nice.
Hey. I'm a good nurse. I don't take my patients. Oh my God.
I'll answer that question. Sometimes people can outgrow each other.
Yes.
Maybe during that 40-year period that your parents were together, they were right for each other, or the first 35. Then those last few years, something happened. They changed. They grew apart, and now they're not even friends. You know, and how could, you know, you lose the friendship, not even the love, because people are together all the time and there's no love there, and you can make that work if you're friends. Right. But once you lose that friendship, who wants to be in a house with somebody who you,
with a roommate?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we were just talking about the financial aspects of it. I mean, wouldn't that be financially sound to do that?
Depending on what decade it was, because if we're talking about in the 90s, that could work. But separating nowadays, that's why you see a lot. For me, in my opinion, that's why you don't see as many people getting married as you used to, because it's a lot of time people look at marriage as a bigger commitment than having kids, which is crazy.
That is crazy.
Yeah, I was getting ready to say that is crazy,
because people will be so quick to have children together but won't even commit to the person that they're having the child with,
which to me, having a kid is a very big commitment.
It's more sure of a is. Commitment than a marriage.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like you've been watching Love and Hip Hop or something. What's her name? Mendeecees or something? Mendeecees or something like that. That's what that sounds like. Like, how you going to have a baby and then be like, but I don't know if I want ready to marry you yet. Huh?
Me and my grandmother were having the same conversation last weekend on Easter. And she was saying the exact same thing, too. You know, she's like, you know, I usually get invited to, you know, at least two or three weddings a year. My grandmother's very popular where she lives. She said, but I haven't gotten invited to a wedding in over a year. She said, and I'm noticing that more people are just living together instead of, you know, walking down the aisle or whatever.
And how many baby showers was she invited to?
Right. That's the thing. I didn't even ask her that, but that's the thing. But yeah, she said, you know, most people are, you know, they just rather live together instead of get married because, you know, they feel it's cheaper and you have the ability to just walk away if, you know, you're not happy.
Exactly. And last year, I'll be honest, last year I saw one wedding invite, but I got invited to 11 baby showers.
Wow. See?
That's a hot ghetto mess.
Yes, it is. And then you'll see at some of the showers, the baby daddy is right there, you know, wow, opening up presents with the mom to be and stuff like that. And it's like, hey.
But that's a good thing, though, I think. Yeah, I think that's a good thing, you know.
Yeah, it's at least he was there. Enough to carry your child, but I'm not worth putting
a ring on it,
basically.
Get out of here.
Because you don't even have to get me a real ring.
She may not even want to get married. Or they may decide, you know what, right now it's more important for us to be able to afford, you know, bringing his child into the world than having a big ceremony or whatever.
You could
know,
take your butt things. To down to the Justice of Peace. It is cheaper than having a child. I don't want to hear that. Stop that madness.
Wow. Exactly.
Stop it.
And I even noticed that it's transpired over to Second Life because there's less Second Life weddings now. Or is it just me?
No, and if they get married on Second Life, they getting smart and their asses are just eloping and saying, hey, you want a ring? Here, a ring. We married. Hallelujah. Change your name. You know what I'm saying? They not doing it. Because who wants to spend $30,000 and then you going to get divorced tomorrow because then you found out he was sleeping with the maid of honor?
What?
Come on now.
Well, you found out that he was the best lady? Wait.
Yeah, he was the best lady.
He was like, actually your
he finally got a voice girl. And he really your mama. You ain't know that.
Girl, that show was nice. Wait, you not a dude? Oh.
That's funny.
Man. Shout out to all y'all in the crowd who done got SL married and divorced. So
okay, as the other man or the other woman, is it safe to fall in love with the person you're in an affair with?
No.
Define safe.
Mm-hmm. Safe.
I love it. Safe.
Is it safe to fall in love with the mistress? Is that what you're saying?
No. Is it safe to fall in love with the person who is already in a committed relationship?
No, because you're
going to
get hurt.
Yeah, exactly.
For the okie doke.
Yep.
Yeah, you're going to get really hurt.
That's the main reason why I walked away in the situation that I was in, because I realized, you know what, while I was gone, he chose somebody else, and yet now he's trying to choose me again, and this is only going to end in pain for me, and I'm not a big fan of pain.
Okay, and although you're involved with someone in a committed relationship, would you... just for name's sake, refer to yourself as being in an open relationship?
Like Will and Jada?
Actually, Jada, I'm glad you brought that up. I actually saw a clip of Jada Pinkett letting people know that they are not in an open relationship.
Right.
I saw a clip from Will saying that they were.
What?
I'm going to need you to bring that clip up because my
yeah, because they're very.
I saw
very,
that clip too. Very, she said they are not in an open relationship, but she said he is a grown man and he know
he
right from wrong, and she is not going
to
tell him what to do. But make sure you can look yourself in the mirror
in the
and
mirror.
You can sleep at night, boo boo. Mm. All right, make sure you can look at your kids.
Yes.
And she rolled her neck while she said it.
Yes, she did, girl. Yes, she did.
Yes.
She wasn't having it.
Wow. What's with that open relationship? What the fuck? I mean, what the hell? I mean, it's like, okay, we'll see you later now. What is that? What did you just open sex with whoever you want to do? That's what is an open relationship. Don't come to my face and say, can we have an open relationship? What? No.
Spice.
Oh, wait. Yo.
Can we have an open relationship?
I say hell no.
Hell motherfucking no.
Asked me that first.
Smoke came to me. Smoke came to me and asked me if I could be in an open relationship, and I said, bitch, no. Motherfucker.
I'm mad he went around me and went straight to her and asked her.
Oh,
then you
insult me.
Bean, I think something ain't right with that picture. I don't know about you.
Real.
That ain't sitting right with me. Mm-mm.
I'm not ready.
Cleophas, CeeLo.
Cleophas.
I was tripping.
You know what, bestie? As your bestie, I'm going to need you to pull up, please. I'm going to need you to just pull up and apologize. With
I'm sorry.
Is there something you would like to tell us?
Better. Yes.
Veen, is it okay if we have an open relationship with only females?
With only females?
See, that's not fair. That's not fair.
It would have to be an equal opportunity because I don't want to ostracize the male species.
Look, I don't want to have nothing to do with no ostrich. I'm just saying if some women... And that's it. Some extra women in the bed for game time.
Only if we can have you can have extra women if I can have one extra man.
Well, I could be the extra man.
Wait a minute.
No. This is another thing I hate about. Okay, I
don't love hate.
Men. I love men, but I hate about you guys one thing. When somebody says, "Baby, can we have a threesome?" and they come out, but I want two women. I'm like, what the fuck? What are we, chopped liver? I want two men there, man. I don't even think about it.
In a way, think about it. Okay, your man is in front of you and he got the front hole. Then another man is behind you and he got the back hole.
No. This ain't no damn picnic. Right. You are not a pig on a spittle or whatever that thing is, turn around like a Bugs Bunny cartoon.
That's right. You know, that's exactly what I'm saying. It's not fair for a man to ask for a threesome with another woman.
And if they hold you up in the air and they smack your nuts.
You're going to have to have a man. That's disgusting. Exactly. I am not.
Once the nut smack, game over. That's, even in pornos, the men just stop. Be like, cut.
That's right.
Bro. Violation.
And law.
You touch me.
I don't even think I want to hear or see or think about 2 minutes. Okay, next subject. What's the next one?
Right, that shit is not even in the animal kingdom. You don't see two lions on one female lion. That shit don't happen in the animal kingdom. But you'll see one lion laying with a whole bunch of females.
Hey, am I right? Why not? No, it's right. If the man wants to have a threesome, it better be a man too, okay? Not just two women. Fuck that.
That's not a threesome.
Equal opportunity here too.
I would be in serious question if my dude agreed to a threesome with another man.
Hell yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, of course.
Exactly.
If I asked him, he'd be like, yeah, let's do it.
I'd be like,
I'm just saying, for the woman, I understand, the macho thing over here, like, oh, hell no, I'm not going to be, with the man, but I'm saying for the woman, if they want a threesome, I want two men, and then we'll bring you the other woman when you do what I want you to do.
I see.
I don't think I could feel safe in a room when two men sweat or touching each other skin to skin.
No, they're not gonna touch each other. He's not gonna be all over. He's not gonna be touching your man. He's gonna touch you and the other.
No, let me tell you something. There is no way. That's just it's gonna happen. You tell me. They just not gonna touch. Not nothing. No arm. No finger. No toe.
No.
No kneecap. Come on now. Stop playing.
Just to you.
It's possible.
They both gonna be halfway soft.
Wow. Hold on. Bean, all right, I'm gonna tell it. The last time I was in something like that, it was two females and two dudes, right?
Huh?
Shut up. Okay.
We gotta listen to the story.
We was in there, right? And first of all, we made sure we turn off the lights, like, a lot, because I didn't want to be, you know, doing nothing. Then I got to look up at a dude, all right? Then we made sure we were on opposite sides of the bed, and then the women were in the middle. Right.
That's a lot of logistics. That's how it went. There.
And so there was no high fiving or none of that. Like, I mean, concentrate on my little area.
Was there music in the background?
Yeah,
it's gotta be music.
Gotta have some bounce like a wow wow in the background.
Yeah, you don't want to listen to another man grunt.
Hell no. Because then we'll be like, what she said, half soft. Bounce like a wow wow.
I don't think that it would be like watching porn, you know? You just, you know, when you hear the other man, it's like, oh, that's just the TV.
Oh, that's one thing to watch. It's so another thing to live it.
No, that was that's like surround sound kind of TV. That ain't cute. Oh my goodness, y'all got me crying.
Oh my gosh.
What?
Oh man. Is it common for the person being cheated on or was cheated on to investigate the mistress or the maintenance man?
Yeah, it's common.
And how far is too far?
Showing up at that door. I just wanted to see how you was living. What made him choose you over me? I just wanted to, you know, roll up on your.
Yeah, you definitely don't want the. You definitely don't want the. Hey.
You may not know me, but you know my husband.
Oh, you know what? You said, you know, I want to see what deep. I want to see what she's got that I don't have, damn it. You know?
I actually had that happen to me one time.
Well, what if I was bad to be like, which one is your husband?
Let me say real quick. I was not dating the guy. I was not even, you know, we were friends. We had mutual friends and we all hung out. You know, we just hung out like friends. It was
said
a group
that like
of us.
She listening.
Well, I don't know. I just feel like I need to be defensive.
I get it out.
But anyway, this woman calls me up at work. I'm at work doing my job. I'm at work. And she calls me up and she says, I heard you've been sleeping with my husband. I was like, well, you heard wrong. What's up with your husband? Well, I just happen to know that he's been going out with you every single night this week. I said, well, I'm not the only one that he was going. Oh, so he's cheating with more than one woman. I was like, oh my gosh. It was Keith. It was John. It was Nina. It was a whole bunch of us that was going out. Ooh. Why are you singling me out? Because
he's cheating on us.
And she was like, because you're the only one that he always talks about. I only hear him talking about you. I was like, that don't mean I'm sleeping with him. You know, but, you know, she felt like a fool when we were all done with that conversation for calling me at work on my job, you know. But you got to make sure that you know what you're doing. If you're gonna make that phone call, you better be 180,000% sure that that's what you're doing. Because you can make a mistake and you could really cause yourself to be embarrassed.
Well, I'm glad you brought that story up because I got a few scenarios.
Lord.
What are some rules if your lover's partner calls you on the telephone?
Huh?
If the woman answers, don't hang up. Y'all remember that song? Mary Jane Girls?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Look, if you bold enough to do it, you bold enough to have this conversation.
There you
Come
go.
On.
Okay, what was the question again? If the mistress call your house and you answer the phone, is that
no?
What
if the wife or the husband calls,
if you bold enough to sleep with a husband or their wife, you bold enough to have the conversation and say, yes, I am sleeping with your husband or your wife.
Do you volunteer all details?
Yes, I will tell her yes. Mm-hmm. You know why your man is here in my bed? Because he said you don't do this, and I do. As a matter of fact,
well, damn.
I have a friend. I have But this is the thing is, he's married, and my friend is his mistress, right? And I see them personal, you know, and he says, well, I told my wife, and my wife knows this. If you don't give me what I want, I'll go get it. And that's what he's doing. And then I told my friend, that's fucked up, you know, that's bullshit. Because my dad was standing there one day, and she was talking about it. I mean, he says, you know, I love him and everything, and I know he's not going to leave his wife for me. I said, yeah, girl, ain't not going to happen. It's not going to happen because they've been married for 33 years. But then I thought, some people do, some people don't. But she says, and then my dad says, look, mama, she says, if you want to be a mistress to this motherfucker here, he needs to pay your bills. Because this is my dad's word. He says, if you want to be a mistress, it's going to pay your car note, your electricity, fill the refrigerator with some groceries. And I looked at my dad. I said, really? He says, hell yeah. Because if you're doing what the wife is not doing, he needs to pay you. She says, I'm embarrassed because then I am not going to, I feel like I'm a prostitute. And I looked at her. I said, what do you think you are right now? A cheap prostitute because you're not going to pay. He's not paying you shit. And when you ask for something, he says, well, I can't because my wife might find out. What? And you're giving them pussy. What's up? What's up with that shit? You know, the woman don't give her any and you don't give her. You got to do something. So they broke up.
I'm writing this down. Thank you, Spice.
Shout out to Stevie.
But you know, my dad
gotta
was
write it down, though.
Awesome. What? My dad was awesome when he says, they need to pay. If they want you to be a mistress, that's what the mistress are for. Take your money.
Your dad sound like he know from personal experience.
Oh, what? Yes, he did. Oh, yes, he did. That's what I asked.
Okay, my next question. What do you do if your partner, I mean, if your lover's partner walks in on the both of you watching a movie?
Huh?
Depends
that's poor
on
planning.
How we're sitting. I mean, are we cuddled up or different chairs?
How does he watch a movie?
Depends on the movie.
Okay, y'all watching Love Jones.
He will be in one corner, separate corners of the sofa.
you're at their house.
Oh no, you don't planning. Do it at their house.
Mm-hmm. No, you don't. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wait, what? How would
Smoke? You look horrible. There you go. I'm just gonna
don't take no pictures of me. I told y'all I was lagging.
Shit.
Shout out to everybody in the crowd. Don't look at me. Don't look at me.
You're fugly. Okay, here we go.
You're at their timeshare. There we go.
Why would that even happen?
Yeah, like I said, that's poor planning.
Mm. Right.
I won't be watching a movie, that's for sure.
Poor planning promotes pain.
Oh my God.
Okay, then you two are in the park having a picnic.
And she walks in. Yes. She come in. What can you do? Nothing. She's going to start screaming and calling your names and or vice versa. Or he's going to probably try to kick his ass or whatever.
Then you walk away?
No, I would TP out. That's what I would do. Then cut the computer off and walk away out the room.
The TV is not going to work, okay? So you get stuck in the middle. So what were you going to do? Hold for the punch?
Yeah, I would TP away in real life.
You have fake no crash. Time to keep out. You have no time to go. So what can you do? Nothing. Just see what happens. I won't do anything. I just stay there.
Nope, I TP out now, in real life.
Now, if it's a he or a she, but to swing at me, I'm going to defend myself, you know?
You know what? I have another story to tell real quick. This kind of sort of happened to me. Shut up. I was dating this guy in SL, right? And we had just started dating. I mean, I had just met the dude or whatever. And he took me to this blues club. So, you know, we're at the club dancing or whatever. And his girlfriend hits me up. I didn't even know he had a girlfriend. She hits me up and she was like, "Hey, are you with such and such?" And I was like, "Yeah, you know, we're just over here at the club dancing." She's like, "Oh, okay. Hey, could you TP me real quick? I want to come check out the DJ." I was like, "Sure." You know, I didn't even know that was his girlfriend. Oh my God. So I TP'd the chick. And he gets in my box. "I can't believe you did that. How you going to TP her like that?" And I was like, "Wait, what? You gonna get mad at me for TPing your girlfriend?"
I done that too.
So, you know, I politely got off the ball. I was like, "There you go. Now you two can dance and enjoy your little chat together. I'm out."
Good girl.
He was so mad at me for TPing her. I was like, "Okay, number one, I didn't know she was your girlfriend. And number two, why are you mad at me? Because you got caught."
Did he dance with her?
Yeah, because when I got off the ball, she jumped right on it.
That was probably the last one, damn, too.
"If you get off this damn ball, I'm going to beat that ass." He was like, "No, baby, see what had happened was..."
Yeah. Okay, then what do you do? You're in a hotel, and then the wife or husband comes in with a room key.
With the room key?
There's really nothing you can do.
Exactly.
Game over.
Get off it.
Smoke would say, you got to TP out.
TP out. That's all you can do.
How's TPing out in real life?
There has to be some type of protocol.
You can do it. You can do it.
Jump out the window.
But why is he sitting there just not saying nothing? He TP'd out.
He TP'd out. He's just experiencing a lot of lag.
I'm gone. I'm out of here.
You don't see me. I left. My screen is black.
No. Seriously, what would you do if that really happened? Forget the TP out. I mean, there's no way.
There's nothing you can do.
Yeah, you're gonna be done for. Blood. That's what's gonna be.
You are done for.
Pull the Shaggy Road. You cannot say it wasn't me.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's done.
Mm-hmm.
Game, yeah. Set, match.
You know, I would like to know the reaction of a life. Man. What would be a reaction on a man when they go to a hotel and you know that your woman is there with another man? What would you do, man? I would like to know. What would you do?
Yeah, what would you do?
Would you do?
David, Banner. You know who he is?
What you do is you walk in, mm-hmm. and you stand there long enough so that they both see you, and then you leave.
Really?
Yep.
Don't leave you.
Because what comes after that is what really counts.
So you're not going to be trying to beat him up or nothing like
no.
that?
No. No, that's not me.
You see your woman grunting and sweat all over her.
Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong. I mean,
the lights on. She
there's
only
anger.
With the lights off, but she lights on. Lights on with him.
So yeah, there's anger. I mean, you know, don't get it twisted. There's anger involved. But I mean, you know, you're in a situation where there's really nothing you can do about it. The deed is done. There's nothing. I mean, all you can do is be angry at that point. Anything after that, you know, you risk getting hurt. Because, you know, what if the dude is bigger than you?
See, what you do is you walk in, you let them see you. And then you walk out, and they're the ones that are sitting there like, "Well, dang, do we
what
finish?
The hell is going
do
on?" We... Exactly. There's no need. I mean, all that needs to be done is to see. I saw you. You saw me seeing you. We're all good now. And now everything after that is what happens.
What if it's a little Kevin Hart looking dude? Then what? Then you know. Oompa, doompa. Where's the oompa?
Nah.
You can't just walk out and let the oompa finish.
That's just
man law. You gotta handle that.
I hate to say this, and no offense to any small people out there, but small people really creep me out.
What the hell?
If I saw my man getting it on with the small woman, small person like that, I would probably throw up on the scene.
We got Sion on the panel. Sion wanted to go ahead and add a couple words.
Hey, Sion.
What up, dude? What up, dude? What up? Fuck that. I'm beating everybody's ass.
Who you going to beat first? Because somebody going to get away.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm beating the nigga ass first.
Why you going to beat his ass? He ain't had nothing to do but bring the dick. That's it.
He probably ain't even know about you.
Right. Okay.
You know about me now.
See, this is exactly what I'm saying. When something like this happened, I do not fault the man. I fault the woman that's with him, because you knew that he was married. You knew that he was. You knew this shit. Why are you with him?
Nah, they're both at fault.
And vice versa, exactly. And the man also knowing that she's married, that all this thing is happening. Why would you want to do? That's exactly what I'm saying. It pisses me off when it's like, oh, that woman took her husband. That take me shit. He knew what he was doing, and so is she. But you see, sometimes the women don't know that they're like for example, honey, with the boyfriend, she didn't even know that he had a girlfriend. You know, this woman now that I know all these years, he told her that we were just good friends and we were divorced. And she believed him because he never mentioned me. I was mentioned like a friend, a great friend. So when my daughter went and visited and told her, she says, what? And I think that's why when she gives me a call and says, can you help me out? I'm like, no, bitch, you take it.
Well, Kang-wise,
help me out.
Kang-wise said, if your girl is with a man that looked like Kevin Hart, she got dick issues. And he would beat her ass. Because she would be ass out unless he already knows him. Then they both ass out.
Shout out to Kang shooting up the club, mad at the mere thought of somebody. All I saw was gunfire. Mm-hmm. That's what's up.
So nobody would ask questions first?
What question would you have
to ask? Right?
Really be in the right frame of mind to ask the question?
Hey, how you doing?
Did you wear a condom?
Go sit down on the bed and be like, oh, don't mind me. I'm just watch. Go on ahead and finish.
Questions? There's no questions.
Baby girl, arch your back some more, please.
Do you have any gray poop on?
You think you can beat me to the house?
Just don't come on the stomach. Don't come on the stomach. That's my spot.
Hey, you got some you got some dinner plans or something? If not, we can all just have dinner together. You know what? Y'all keep going. I'm gonna order room service.
Why don't we just make this a threesome?
Oh, wow.
See, he just came onto the panel.
He just took the words out of my mouth. Exactly. I would have been like, okay, baby, come on. Let's see how good you are.
Turn it to the Olympics. What you mean you done? You better get back up.
I'm about to make statements at this moment.
Me personally, if it were me, I would just sit there by the door. And I don't know what would happen after that, but I would just sit there by the door. And I would react to every of their actions. Huh? If I were to walk in on my guy with another chick, mm-hmm. I would place the chair by the door.
All right. Wait, what do you mean place the chair by the door? Like put it under the knob so nobody could get in?
Yes, and sit right there.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. Oh, sit in the chair by the door.
Mm-hmm. That's under the knob.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
And so you lock the door then? You just
they would have to physically try to move me out the way to get me up.
Oh. And then what?
I don't know, because if I were to be premeditated at this point.
Oh, she's trying to build up a defense here. I see it now.
So
temporary insanity.
I have no clue what would happen. But for them to get out the door, they would actually have to physically touch me.
But then it would be two on one. Even though they're naked, they still have strength.
And then I would I would have my cell phone, which would be recording.
Mm-hmm.
And
told you she was building up a defense.
And then you take it to the his show of the cheaters, was it called?
That sounds kind of freaky to me. What you recording it for, to watch it later?
Hey. Hell
I'm
yeah.
Try that later.
Yep.
Okay, my next question. Mm-hmm. Is there a lot of pressure, a lot of sexual pressure to be great in bed as a maintenance man or as a mistress?
It should be.
I'm lost.
If you're already the maintenance man, you should be already doing the damn thing.
Right, because he already hired you for your services.
I know, right?
That's true.
You already won, dog. You already won.
Now unplug them pipes, damn it.
Mm-hmm. But to keep up that performance, is there pressure there? Especially for men.
No.
Yeah, it's hard, man. It's hard. It's hard.
How you know?
I mean, some days I be sick. Some days I just be feeling down. I'm not up to it. Not up to it.
I got even some bubble guts. I can't do it tonight.
As a maintenance man, are you allowed to say something like that?
Yeah, shit. They ain't got no. They wouldn't have no responsibilities. They just hit it and quit it and go about your business.
Right. She don't care about me. All she want is my action.
You don't love me. You can love me for my froggy stuff.
I don't care about my feelings. How my life going? All you want is all you concerned about is are you coming Wednesday? That's all you want to know. Mm-hmm. You coming Wednesday? All right.
What room number it is?
642.
Hold on, I ain't coming to your room, nigga. What the fuck?
Wow.
Oh my god.
Okay, as a man who catches his woman in the act of cheating, mm-hmm. do you typically go after the man or the woman?
Star Child?
That's funny. That's funny that he just threw me down under the bus right away.
I was just in the last.
I know. I'm messing with you. But no, I mean, at that point, I mean, at least in my mind, there's, I don't know if there's any need for you to go after anyone. You know what I mean?
Got caught.
there's no need for me to go after anyone. You know, there's, you know, what's done is done. You know, you just move on from there. I don't see any going after. I mean, what do you mean go after the person?
Because your instinct as a man, like Kang Wai says, he would go after the woman. Unless they're in his house.
Oh, they in my house. I'm going to
sound like somebody going after
just
somebody.
Got caught. That's what I was saying. 911.
If they in my house, I'm going to jail.
Sound like they in his house, nah.
That's the only somebody in there.
Okay, so are we what's the location? Because
you're screaming.
Oh my gosh. Joe Greco is over at Scion's house right now.
Yeah,
I'm like
my dog. Hold on.
Yeah, Uber showed up at the front door.
Why you got your penis out at the computer again?
Talk show? What the hell? That don't make no sense.
That's funny. No, I don't go after anybody. I mean, that's once again, that's just not who I am. I don't resort to. I mean, will I get revenge in some form or fashion? Probably, but I mean, I'm not gonna go after somebody. That's just not who I am. That's not how I would deal with that situation.
Okay. What would the conversation be like?
When?
between the mistress and the male, or the maintenance man and the female, after the person is gone?
Well, I wouldn't have a conversation with that person. I've got nothing to say to that individual.
I would.
There's nothing I need to say.
I would.
Other than, I don't know. There's nothing I really need to say.
I would be like, so, meet yourself a new friend, huh? Y'all have
fun? Yeah, that's too cliche.
I would ask for details. I would make him tell me all the details until he started crying.
I'd be like, so, you need help with those boxes?
Yeah, that's about the size of it.
Yep.
I wouldn't even say that. I would act it. Like, just throw your shit out. Just, Fuck it. Here, let me help you out. Take that.
I did do that one time. I did take a man's clothes and throw them out of my second story window. I literally took them up the stairs to throw them out the window. Because he was cheating on me. But I was young and I was fresh out of college and I did not verify the information and I was wrong in that situation.
Well,
Brooklyn out the window is great.
Brooklyn says she would be like the girl off of the movie Temptation. All she needs is her laptop. She says she got everything she needs.
The girl in the movie Temptation got HIV. You really want to be like her?
Ooh. I just said for that point. I did not say for the HIV part because, yes, I did just see the movie. All I need is my laptop.
I'm just saying.
How are you gonna do with a laptop?
That's not. I didn't. All I said is I need my laptop. He could keep the HIV he gave Brandy and her and everybody else he slept with.
I'm mad. Don't nobody know Brandy character name.
It was Karen. Come on.
Shout out to everybody who ain't watched the movie. Y'all need to.
I haven't watched the movie yet.
Me either.
Yeah, me either.
Damn.
Y'all told on the movie.
Well, right.
I don't need to see it now.
Well, I was going to wait for it to come on cable anyway.
I watched the movie. Gave him syphilis.
Hey, it is what it is.
Wait, who gave you syphilis?
I said he gave him syphilis. He ain't giving him AIDS. You lying about the movie? Don't mess everybody up. It was syphilis.
Yeah, right.
They still call it Ninja.
Ninja?
The monster. That's what it is.
Okay, my next
break time.
Hey, when I found out that he was cheating, what I did, and I found out from a phone call, and I was doing laundry. So I took all his shit out of my laundry, wet as it was, with the soap, put him in a garbage bag, and I threw it at the front door and the lawn. Come and get your shit, and that's what happened. Get the hell out of my house.
So you were nice putting it into a garbage bag. Just throw it out.
Well, I didn't want to get my carpet wet. That's why I put it, because it was like dripping. I just got out of the... I was doing his laundry, and I just took everything out of the
washer.
Out of the washer, huh?
That's what they call sex nowadays. Let me do your laundry.
No. That was my own husband. That was my own husband then. When I found out that he was cheating, at that moment, I took everything out of them, and I just threw everything on the floor, on the lawn, on the front door. He's like, what the fuck? I said, go tell this bitch to do your laundry.
That's so mean.
Being my ass.
It's not mean. Mm-hmm. It was nice of her to put it into a bag. It was really nice.
Well, I did that for my own, just to fix, so I won't get my carpet.
I would have put it in the bag and then dumped it out of the bag outside.
That's what I did. I put it in the bag and I dumped it right on the front lawn. That's what I did.
Okay. Did you spread it out nice and good?
Yes, I did. Okay. Yes, I did.
All right.
So, and every time he'll bend over, I just hit it with the broom.
See, I made sure that when I threw the clothes out the top floor window was that, you know, there was a few things that got caught up in the tree. I was aiming for the tree. Mm-hmm. So he was going to have to climb the tree to get that crap.
That's good. Yeah. Damn it, I didn't have a tree.
So nobody bleaches clothes anymore?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Oh, that's too much. That's too much to do.
No, I did. You know, some of those nice Levi's that he always loved that I bought for him. Ooh, girl, they became white. I didn't give a damn.
Those Levi jeans you're wearing?
Believe me, I did. I don't care.
Well, y'all know y'all could flatten or stab three tires from their car. Not all four, because then the insurance will pay for it. But if you just stab and slice three, they'll have to pay for it out of pocket.
That's wrong. You asking me to be fuck my clothes up, but don't slash my tires.
Now, what happens if a big boulder happens to land on your windshield?
And you She-Hulk. And you She-Hulk. Shit. Big ass boulder. If you lifting that thing, I am not cheating. Fuck the bullshit. What?
No, let me tell you what you do. You hire like 10 crackheads. Say you gonna give them $15 each, and you have them flip. You have them flip the car over.
Come over there, flip the car over. There's a thing.
That's
crackhead.
Funny.
Crackhead is not strong enough to flip a car.
I'm telling you, you're going to buy them some crack. They going to be strong enough.
Tell them crackheads they get $15.
What you do is you go to the high school wrestling team. Be like, y'all need some practice? Y'all come over to my house and flip my car.
The thing is, a high school wrestling team will snitch on you. But you tell a crackhead, and then you give them that $15, they ain't going to tell. They ain't gonna tell. They ain't gonna know nothing. But I ain't do that. That wasn't me.
That's what crackheads say.
You've been hanging out with the crackheads.
Listen, I know what resources I have.
She admitted it too. I know what resources I have.
That explains a lot.
I know the going price for getting cars flipped.
I give you $15 and a piece of chocolate.
Nah, and a Colt 45.
Wow.
A crackhead with a beer and some crack. What?
Oh, please.
That man will do whatever he need to do. Like, you want some skin? I give you some skin.
That's wild right there.
I'm speechless.
I'm telling y'all, shoot. Now, we are getting close to the end, so I just want to ask a couple more questions. Why does the woman get called all the derogatory names?
But the man don't care?
Wait, which woman are we talking about?
The mistress.
Out
of anger. How she acts.
Out of anger.
You know, if she's acting like a hoe, you know, and she's being all like, for instance, the chick that I was dealing with, you know, she got in my face talking about, I can do whatever I want and I can talk to him however I want to. And you can't stop me because I'm a grown ass woman. And that grown ass woman got my boot print in her face. But, you know, it depends.
I think it means.
You know, if she's going to be like, you know, oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to wreck your home. You know, is there anything I can do to make things better? You know, then you might be able to be civilized. But, you know, she's going to act like a hoe. You got to treat her like a hoe.
Oops.
I agree.
Well, what do you do if she's honestly in love with your man?
I've had that happen before, too. You know, you just sit her down and have a conversation. I was in the hospital giving birth to my child, and this woman calls me up telling me that she's in love with my husband. And I'm like, do you know where you just called me? I know you just had the baby, and I'm so happy for you, but I really need to tell you. You know, she was young. She was like
What's going on with this man? I swear, you know, those men like that, it's like this one. I was having a miscarriage, and he comes over, his neck is full of hickeys. I said, get the fuck out of my room, you nasty motherfucker. I was like, what the hell?
Wow.
Why men do that? That's what I'd like to know. See, this is why I always
say... Did you say white men do that?
Why?
Why does men do this? Hey, I'm foreigner, hello? You should know my accent by now. But no, you know, I was like, why would they do that? Why? How in the hell are you going to come to the hospital and show your face like that? It pisses me off. I was like, oh, Lord.
Oh, my goodness.
This is why I don't believe in true love anymore. I don't.
Oh, we're going to find you some true love.
Yeah. Oh, hell no. I'm better alone than... Mm-mm.
Now, I may let this be the last question.
Hold on. Bean?
Huh?
Before we do the last question, I just wanted to say to everybody, you know, all friends and the SL family and everything, we just wanted to say we missed y'all during the Easter break and the April Fool's break, and I just wanted to spend a little time to tell y'all April Fool's and all y'all knuckleheads for falling victim to the baby joke. The baby's right here, and the baby's crying.
And what did you do? Did you pinch her?
That baby don't look like, huh?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, Fiend's going to have to explain it because I'm busy feeding the baby.
Yeah. Me and Smoke actually played an April Fool's joke that lasted a year.
Oh, I remember that from last year. We
actually don't have a baby together.
It's the longest April Fool's joke ever. And that was the joke to make it last a year. And it was funny for like 364 days.
That's incredible.
It wasn't funny though, because I know.
It was hilarious.
I knew though. It wasn't funny.
I got, how many people cut your card, Bean?
I don't know. I wasn't online.
Right. Some people cut her card.
It just got shorter.
Yeah.
So you guys don't have a baby together?
No.
No.
Okay.
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay. Are you talking about real life or a sale?
No, not even a prim baby. Prim babies make me scared.
Plus, they're 5K. I ain't buying shit like that.
Right.
I got my baby right there, see?
We just reused the one that I had with my other SL husband.
I play Wave Files. And it sounds like a real baby. So, you know, y'all
Look, this avatar is too expensive for me to be pregnant. I think so.
Damn. She said this avatar is too expensive to be pregnant.
That's right. So the man that wants to marry me in Second Life, we adopting. I'm not wearing no belly. I'm not getting no pregnant.
Shit, you find the right one, you're going to make that stomach look like...
You know, I think, and I'm going to say not every man, but I think men in SL wants to get their women pregnant and all that bullshit. Come on, we got that shit in real life. This is our fantasy. This is SL. You want a kid? You adopt a kid like I did. I got 5 girls and a boy, and they're grown.
I got 23
people.
Kids. What's up?
What?
And I got friends, baby.
I don't want grandbabies. Grandbabies don't do anything. You cannot even interact with the baby.
Wait.
Yeah, you can.
No, hell no. Wait. You gotta go wait for the tokens. Wait for this. What the fuck? I'm not gonna be doing this shit. I ain't got time for that.
I change my baby boy diaper. I feed him. I put him in the stroller. Walk him. I even chill with him and read
get
him a book.
Get a snapback.
Yup. Get you some.
No.
Yes.
Mm. He's going to have to pay for it because I am paying for his 5K. I'm already paying for everything else. I don't think so.
So what you're saying is it's not your fantasy to get pregnant in SL?
No, why? What the hell for? My fantasy here is to have a man, a nice home, and have fun. I mean, and my kids, they can talk to you and interact with you. You know what I mean? I got awesome kids in SL. They're wonderful, and I'm not going to go to a premium baby just to keep it in the inventory. Come on, it's $5,000. It's okay. It's $20, whatever. But still,
my fantasy is that my SL husband would actually prim me.
What was? Didn't you have a one more question?
Way to dodge! Look at that. Did you see that?
Hold up!
That
I'm not supposed to be planning y'all's wedding.
Swear! You saw how he moved? He was like the
Who's
Matrix
wedding?
On that.
Who's wedding?
I'm supposed to be planning. Hush! I mean, hush, Lord.
What in the world?
I'm supposed to be planning smoking the bean's wedding.
Shout out to Hush.
Hush is not where he's supposed to be right now, so if y'all can get in Hush's box and tell him that he needs to be where he's supposed to be right now, that would appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Hush gonna make me whoop his ass.
I'm planning smoking Levine's wedding.
Oh, I thought you guys were married already. What the hell?
No, he proposed at my
yes, I remember
that
when he
party
proposed.
That I threw.
Mm-hmm. What party that you threw? No. No. Yes. That was your wedding.
No, that was just a big party.
That was a big event.
That's right. That was your wedding.
Y'all threw an event. 2-hour event.
I'm not going to say anything.
It was just a party. It was just a party. Yeah,
it was party just a my party. Ass.
A party with a preacher and a ring.
Yeah.
And a wedding dress.
And some lag. That's the ingredients for a wedding, my dear. And that's what it looked like.
I'm calling it a party. That's what it was. That's what I'm sticking
Everybody
with.
Was catching feelings, walking down the aisle and stuff. I
you
remember.
Really caught the feelings. It was so cute. He got all on his knee. They was dressed up like Akeem from what's that
you
movie?
Right there.
From Africa? They both were dressed up in Africa.
Coming to America.
Coming to America.
Yeah, coming to America, yes.
They had on their princely and queenly robes.
I remember
and
that.
I sang.
Mm-hmm.
She's your queen to be.
He sure did
sing that.
It too.
I did that.
He sang it.
Yeah.
Way to go. You're the man.
I was the man that day.
That was the best proposal ever.
Oh, it was so
Then
bad.
You told me we gonna do the vows in 2015.
Mm-hmm. You almost did.
Oh, one thing though, you make me cry. So what the hell happened to the wedding now?
Make me cry all the time.
Y'all you don't have time to plan the wedding because apparently it's going to be different.
It's going to be real different.
Oh yeah.
But La Vie, mommy, you're not going to be a beast, are you?
She
hasn't decided.
Is honey planning that wedding? Honey, make sure she puts that address, okay? Make sure there's an address in there.
Veen, didn't you have one more question?
Anything. I cannot guarantee anything.
Yes, I do have another question.
You like, Veen, hurry up.
They say you can't turn a hoe into a housewife. Is that Oops. Saying still true?
I don't think so, because my father was able to.
Oh, he did it? He was able to do the magical trick? Wow.
Wait a minute. Honey, so you're saying your father is still with the nurse that he cheated with?
Yes. They've been married for 6 years.
Damn.
No fucking way. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Damn prophecy.
Did he ever say why to your mother?
Of course not.
After all those years?
Of course not. You know, he just... fell in love, he says. He found the love of his life, the woman in his dreams, or whatever.
You're kidding me. Oh my God, that's a slap in the face to your mother. What an ass.
Yes,
I'm sorry.
I
personally think hoes are fun. And they would make very entertaining spouses.
Well, see, the thing about it is with this particular woman, that I think is what lured my father in, is that. And no offense to any Jamaicans, but she's Jamaican, and her family is very well-to-do in Jamaica, and so they go to Jamaica a lot, and I think that's what got him, the fact that she pays for him to go to Jamaica all the time.
Let me tell you what she did while he was in the hospital. She got against the wall and got upside down and started doing a Dutty wine against the wall. Like
Dutty
had
wine.
Really?
She was winding it up, huh?
So that's the technique.
Really?
Dirty dance.
She rode that big Honda bike, huh?
Then she started twerking upside down.
Oh my God. Honey, do you talk to this lady?
I have. I've talked to her a few times. Okay. Yeah. You know, because she sends my kids stuff all the time.
Okay.
Well, can you get her to come on the next show so we can ask her what she did?
No. I can guarantee that is not going to happen.
Oh.
Well, she works at nights. You know, she's a nurse.
Mm-hmm. She works at night, huh?
that's what the people want to hear, man. She's that's what the people woman. Want.
No.
But you know what's so funny is like being in the side of my being a nurse. How did she get into your father is in a is a patient? It's got to be from him. He had to say something to her to, you know what I'm talking about?
Of course. I think. My father is the biggest flirt in the world. Ever.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. He is a huge, huge flirt. I have watched my father flirt with my freaking friends. Okay.
My dad, shit.
Oh, wow.
My your dad flirted no with your friends, his game.
Yeah,
many
friends. I got Florida. I just got male friends. Shit. I'll be tongue-tied and stuttering and shit. Hold on.
Irene is going crazy.
Oh, yeah. We ain't going to end the show for another 10 minutes.
Okay. It's 6:07.
Yeah, you're so late. Y'all are late.
Well, we started
for what?
Yeah.
Wait, I want to know how y'all getting.
I'm trying to save him. Trying to save him.
Okay, but well, are we done?
She going to keep beating. She going to keep beating it. What, Bean? Get it out. So get it out, Bean. Get it out.
She can't breathe.
CPR, CPR. Come on, Smoke. Give us some CPR.
Time to TP out.
Time to TP out.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
BC done did it again.
All right,
your
well,
dad,
thank y'all for coming out.
Flirting with your friends.
Thank you, everybody. Honey. Thank you. I'm out.
Damn.
Let's go home.
Let's go home. The sim is restarting.
My God, she's going. Are you sure this all is not? Smoke, stop. What
I didn't
you
do
doing
it
to her?
I'm just sitting here, man. I'm just sitting here.
Wait.
She's coming down. God.
Oh, went back up.
I'm going home. I got a headache. Come on, sis.
Got the last chill. What?
Oh, crazy, man. Y'all crazy. I did record the majority of the show. I'm sorry.
That's good.
Y'all going to have to hear it again one day. What? I might have to put this one up soon, y'all.
Okay.
Man. Bean, y'all right?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Sound like you peed on yourself.
Just a little bit.
I know. I hope you were sitting on leather.
Foul.
You just think of nothing.
Oh my goodness.
She did that.
Breathe.
Okay.
That was a good show, y'all.
Okay.
All right.
God bless you. I gotta all right, go. Y'all. I got stuff to do.
I bet you. All them damn stories.
Well, this is like therapy.
It's starting to sound like therapy, man. Y'all, I haven't lived. I don't have no stories compared to y'all. Shit.
My favorite story is the crooked dick death nigga.
Okay, honey. She goes, as far as in honey show. No, it's not my show.
My
night nurse. Oh.
Oh, man.
My back feels so tender.
Damn.
Okay. Preston, go with that.
Honey, you having your show tonight?
Mm-hmm. Yep, 8:30 good. At the Zora good. Lounge.
Good. Because yeah. I'm coming over. Yeah. Hopefully that man that I really love comes online and...
The stalker or the...
No, the love that I really like is just... he never
are
can
we,
be
on the air.
I don't know.
Think so.
Uh oh.
When the love find out.
Yes,
I don't want Spice to be dropping no names.
Oh, it's no name. I don't. Oh no, he don't mind.
Okay, that's good. If he don't mind, that's real good. did you voice/cam verify him yet before you fall in love?
I'm in love, and he's in love, and he says he's gonna come over. But
no, I don't care about love. Did you voice/cam verify him yet?
I did. Yes. And I verify also that his penis is not crooked. Okay.
What?
What is the crooked dick?
I verify that, and yes, it's not crooked. It's wonderful.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, that's good. That's good. At least you know it's a man. That's
yes,
all I
he is a
about.
Man all the way, 100%. Oh, my goodness. Yes, he is.
Yo, Chris, really knocked the boots on those two big butt females last night. Yeah, man. I'm on my way on a light quarter to find two more freaks. Word.